So the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph talks about a cheresh shota v'katan. A kol shota shchitas and ksheira. Chutz mi cheresh shota v'katan. Before we even get to in the Gemara, who's the hakal, and so forth, v'chulam, but the overt din in the Mishnah is that the cheresh shota v'katan should not be shechting. They should not be shechting. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet, as we saw, Perek Dalet is the last of the four prakim about the mitzvah of shechita, after he moves on to treifas and to other mitzvahs under the rubric of hilchos shechita, like he said, dominos says. But no, so in the fourth perek is devoted to the question of who is allowed to shecht. The question with which the Mishnayos begin is the question which the Rambam closes. And while in Halacha, he quotes the Mishnah, Chayr Shot V'Katan, he adds Shikar, should involve Ladaito. Halacha Tes, he talks about the cases that the Mishnah did not discuss. If you triangulate our Mishnah, the beginning of Chulin, with the opening Mishnah is in Maseches Trumas, which also, opening Mishnah there also talks about the Chayr Shot V'Katan as being first on the list of those whose should not be Torim, and whose truma will be invalid. And the Mishnah goes on, Mishnah Beis, to say that Chesh Nibracham Chamakom is Daf Keim and Daf Eino Shomeh. Whenever Chazal talk about a Chesh, they mean that Eino Shomeh and Medav are both deaf and mute, and that's why the Mishnah there says that Chesh and Medav Eino Shomeh does not have the same status as a full Chesh with respect to truma. How about with respect to Shechita? So that's the Rambam in Perek Dal Achatas, who differentiates between the Elaim and the Cheresh HaMadabra. The fellow who's Nishtatek, who lost his capacity to speak, raised the Shochet L'Chadchila. I shouldn't say the Rambam differentiates. The Rosh thinks, there's a Machlokas Rosh of Yosef Karo, whether the Rambam differentiates. That's what we saw yesterday. Because the Rambam writes, the Elaim Nishtatek, someone lost his capacity to speak, raised the Shochet L'Chadchila, assuming that he's maintained no mental capacity, just very specifically lost capacity to speak, but his cognitive abilities are unimpaired. Daito Nechona, then the Rambam says, raised the Shochet L'Chadchila. We have no hesitation in him. Shechting, absolutely, hand him an animal to shecht. Then the Rambam goes on to say, V'chein, so too, the Cheresh HaMadab, Rebbeinu Shemeh, the reverse, where he retains the capacity to speak but doesn't have the ability to hear, a speaking deaf person, Rambam says, V'chein, the Cheresh HaMadab, Rebbeinu Shemeh, Areza Shochet. So how do you read that? So the truth is, we saw yesterday at the very end of yesterday's shir, you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he says, yeah, this is very straightforward. The Mishnah we just mentioned, the Mishnah which the Rosh opens, that Cheresh Nibrocham Chamakom is a Cheresh Ein Medav V'lo Shomea. So it says, when the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Chulin said Cheresh shouldn't shecht, that was Daf Ein Medav V'lo Shomea. If you have either one, the Mishnah was Kishe Shaninu Chutz Mecheresh, etc. Hainu Kishe Eino Shomea V'Eino Shomea V'Ein Medavir Kida Amaron, as we just quote from the Mishnah Trumas. Avakol Sheish Bo Achas Me'Elu, if you have either capacity to hear or to speak, the Yosef Kar writes in the Kesef Mishnah, Harei Shochet L'Chadchila. And that's how Yosef Kar reads the Mishnah. After all, as he points out, Beis Yosef, it does say V'chein, equating the two, and it does say Harei Shochet by the Cheresh HaMadaber, it doesn't say Harei Shochet L'Chadchila, but it does say Harei Shochet. Now, so that was the approach of Yosef Kar himself. Yosef Kar D-Day, as opposed to Yosef Karo Bedas HaRosh. Because in Beis Yosef, he talks about the Rosh. Why talk about the Rosh and Beis Yosef were not in the Kesef Mishnah? He wrote both Svarim. Yosef Karo wrote both the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef. So how come he only discusses the Rosh and Beis Yosef? The answer is, because Beis Yosef is a commentary, Yosef Karo's commentary on the Torah. And the Torah quotes his father, the Rosh. So Vav Sub Zayin, Siman Aleph, the Torah says, there's a difference between a Cheresh HaMadaber versus an Elim. So the Torah is calling his father the Rosh, La Halacha, and therefore, Beis Yosef discusses. He says, he does his job, he says, look, the background for the Torah is this. He's taking a look at this Rosh, That's where it comes from. And then he has a shock of Atariya, and he seeks to defend the Rush. We know from the Kaz of the Mishnah, he himself didn't hold that way, but he can explain. Here's what the Rush, well, here's how the Rush must have read the Rambam, even though, as he tells the Kaz of the Mishnah, he doesn't personally think, as the Rambam said. So, how did the Rush read the Rambam? How did the Rush read the Rambam? What, Moshe?
He said that the Rambam kind of holds both ways, that if you're talking about Hilchos Shechita, then it makes no difference both Hilchos Achila, but in terms of the bracha for the Shechita, the deaf person is only able to do it b'dieved, as a mute person.
Correct, right. Yeah. The mute person, the shtate, can shechlech achila. The deaf person is b'dieved, but he's not b'dieved. Because right? That was the problem. On the one hand, the Rush noted the word l'chachila disappeared. On the other hand, there are two other indications of the language that it is l'chachila. So maybe the Rush would hold, because Mishnah doesn't himself seem to think so. Maybe the Rush of the Rambam is saying that it is l'chachila, and it's not l'chachila. I can't be taking it too. It's not l'chachila l'maisa, when we talk about l'chachita l'chachila. There's no l'chachita problem, but it's going to be a Bracha's problem. And just to highlight that a little bit more, I think I left this out yesterday. To highlight that more, is if you look at the flow of the Rambam, he starts with Nishtatek, the mute, Harei the Shalcha L'chatchila. And then he moves on to the Cheir Shamadaber, one who can speak but can't hear, Harei the Shochet, quasi L'chatchila. He's L'chatchila for L'chashchita, but practically can't because of Brachas, as opposed to case number three, which is Vigim Halacha Yud, which is the Sumo Yishra L'chatchila, the blind person, there it's explicitly not L'chatchila, because that's actually an issue in this context of Hilchos Brachas. And from the Hilchos of Hilchos Shechita, the Hilchos Shechita perspective alone, it's really not L'chatchila for the Sumo to do it, because he can't see, we're not excited by him Shechting, unless he has supervision, because he can't see what he's doing. He may be very qualified, but still... We're still hesitant. So that's a non-lechatchila within the world of Shechita, as opposed to the middle case, which is not lechatchila externally, because of Hilchos Brachos, practically not lechatchila, but mitam Hilchos Shechita, which is the context here, it would have been totally fine. Yeah. So that's the way the Rosh read the Rambam. The Rambam is differentiated between these two. Question.
Does that mean that the bracha is a necessity to Shechita?
Does that mean the bracha is a necessity to Shechita? That's a great question. And we're going to be coming up against that again as we continue to dig deeper. The predominant view in Rishonim, if not the unanimous view, certainly the predominant view in Rishonim, is that doing a proper Maisa Mitzvah, not just in Shechita, in general, doing a proper Maisa Mitzvah but omitting the bracha is a violation of the mitzvah drabbanon of saying Birkas HaMitzvahs. But it does not in any way impair the quality of the mitzvah itself. So if I shake lulav, a Jew shakes lulav without making a bracha, in terms of Hilchos lulav, you did just as good a job. The problem is, but you violated mitzvah drabbanon, you violated mitzvah drabbanon of kol mitzvah kol mevracha le'over la'asiyasan. Kishen, like the example we gave yesterday, I'm going to have the food, I'm going to eat at the Seder, it's totally kosher Pesach, but it's milchik. So if a Jew eats that in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, it's not at all a violation of his chametz at all. Not that I'm talking about a job and become in it, but it's still a problem that he's eating the milk and food together with flesh. But it's orthogonal, it's unrelated. So that's what's usually assumed. That if you don't say a bracha, it's not pogim in the mitzvah number one, but you're be mevatel mitzvah number a separate mitzvah number two called Birkas HaMitzvah. Obviously, I don't want to get involved in the Sigur versus the Mitzvah, at least not yet. There is a Machlokas that we're showing, and probably, I think, made reference to yesterday, there's probably Machlokas Rambam in Ritva, why it is that Chazal insists the Bracha should be over L'Asiyasa. Well, I can't make the Bracha afterwards. So it's either way, the Ritva has two versions, and then there's the Rabbi Yehuda Rambam, a third way of looking at it. Any way you slice it, it definitely is that the bracha is in some sense setting you up for the mitzvah. It's preparing you somehow for the mitzvah, allowing you to do the mitzvah, give you more kavana for the mitzvah, highlighting the fact, maybe it refers to, maybe it's highlighting in general the primacy of Chol Halavos, but according to most approaches we've shown him, the bracha is some sort of hachana for the mitzvah. So clearly, if you're missing the Hakana, it's not going to be as full, at least in terms of Kavanah. But in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah is separate from the Brach. Two separate things. Don't be a question. Okay. Now the Arzarua, though, does not agree. The Arzarua does not agree, and the base of the Hagazosha goes to Arzarua, and the base of has a kasha. You have to figure out who's his kasha on, and what's the kasha, and what's the teretz, and let's try to put the pieces together. So if you want, you could just look in the Beis Yosef, and you'll see the Hagazosha Rashi, or you could look on the Sa'ad Rosh, and see the Hagazosha Rashi directly. Hagazosha was one of the later Rishonim, who collected more comments from different Chachmei Ashkenaz that are discussing the same topic that the Rosh is discussing. Hagos, hey Gimel, hey Vav Tav, was a style of Sefer that had a certain popularity during the period of late Chachmei Ashkenaz, late Ashkenazi Rishonim, where they would take earlier Sefer Halacha and write Hagos that would either argue or just more material from the Chachmei Ashkenaz on the topic that Sefer Halacha is discussing. So Hagos Maimini on the Rambam, Hagos Maimini written by actually contemporary of the Rosh, a friend and contemporary of the Rosh, a fellow Talmud of Wittenberg, and he wrote Hagos on the bottom of the Rambam. Sometimes disagreeing, sometimes just the Rambam talks about a topic. Let me tell you what the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Let me tell you what Tom says. Let me tell you what Simcha says. And then you have Hagos Rashi on the Rosh, and have Hagos on several other Sfarim. Probably the most famous Sefer of this sort, you have already seen the most famous Sefer of this sort. You just don't think of it as a Sefer of Hagos. But the Bach, the side of the Torah, referred to the Ramban Shulchan Aruch as Hagos Shulchan Aruch. Because that's what the Ramban is. He wrote Hagos. It took a pre-existing Sefer Halakha, it had to be a contemporary Shulchan Aruch, and he wrote Hagos, where he added, we hear the comments of the Chachmei Ashkenaz on the topic. Usually, sometimes it's not really disagreeable. Often it is disagreeing with Shulchan Aruch, but sometimes just adding more things that Shulchan Aruch didn't really discuss. Here's a new minute, here's a new minute, but in this case, so that's the Hagos Ashri. That's the Hagos Ashri. So Hagos Ashri, the first piece of Hagos Ashri, Simon Gimel, the first piece quotes the Olive of Zion, the Or Zarua, was a very early Ashkenazi Rishonim. Sorry, right over here. Yes, I was the name for that pasuk. Or is a rule of custom by Elon the Armelish to the Khatila? Someone who can't speak or someone who's not dressed should not shech. The Shkita might be kasha b'diyav if he did, but he ought not to shech. Why? Because he can't say a bracha. He can't say a bracha. He can't shech. How do I know? And again, even though, as Moshe pointed out, it doesn't make the Shkita itself any less. But I still shouldn't do the mitzvah now if I'm going to miss out on the bracha. How do I know that's true? Given that not saying the bracha doesn't passel or pogain the mitzvah, how do I know that I shouldn't do the mitzvah, should not do the mitzvah if I'm going to have to do without a bracha? Because I have a Mishnah Trumas, our Mishnah. Chamishal Yisroel Vim Tarmu Trus and Truma. After giving the examples of the people in the first Mishnah, where people can't take truma even b'diavad, chayr shal tefakatan, enu shalo anachri, Mishnah is going to give the other cases where l'chatchila you shouldn't, lo yisromu, v'im tarmu trumas and truma. If they did take truma, it is valid. Ha'ilin v'arim, etc. And that's because, and Yerushalmi says, how come the mute and the undressed cannot take, should not take truma, even though if they took truma it would be valid, so why not do l'chatchila? Before I speak Yerushalmi, ilin v'arim, v'shem bracha. Mishum bracha, they're not saying a bracha. The ain acher ha'omed al gabav yachol levarech al shita, and someone else who's there could not make the bracha on the shita for them. What question is the Arzarua implying and answering?
That they can't.
That last line, what kasha was he just asking on himself without asking it? He just gave a teretz. Said unspoken. What was the unspoken kasha? What's the big deal? I sound like a bracha. So the Arzarua says, no, you can't. Let me explain why. It's interesting. You can't, no one else can make the bracha for him. He's not allowed to make a bracha. Either he's incapable because he's an Elaine, or he's not allowed to because he's an Aron. And no one else there can make the bracha for him. Mysterious. So let's keep, the answers may lie in the vitamins. Aval shenayim sheshochtin, but two people are shechti. Then echad mivarech al shneihem. Then one can make the bracha for both. Kidisani b'tosefta, the brachas, the tosefta. The Tosefta in the last paragraph of Brachas, I think there are six prakim, I believe, in Tosefta Brachas. I think this is the paragraph. Well, Tosefta says, Asarash, Tosefta is a collection of material from the Tanaim that didn't make it into Mishnayos, but it's still high quality, so to speak. In other words, all the material that Rabbi Yonasi sat down and looked at all the material they had from the Tanaim, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of statements, and picked a very select group to be put into Mishnayos. Everything that he left out is called right. And Brisa means out. Right, Barah means outside. Go means inside, like Migo, and Barah is outside. If you sing Karibon, so Chevas Barah are the Chayos Hachutz, the Chayos of the outside. So Brisa just means Chitzon. Anything that was left outside, it didn't make it into Mishnayos. Of all the material from Tanan that didn't make it in. So to speak, Uchiva Roshaya took like the second string, so to speak. They took the best of what remained and put that into Tosefta. They're not the only ones who are doing that. If you learn Gemara carefully, you know from time to time, there are other, late Tanam, early Amoraim of that generation, whatever you want to call them, that generation, Levi Bar Kapara also put together their own Mesechtos, their own collections of brises that would surround the Mishnahs. But the most famous ones are the Tosefta, which is Rechim Rashai's collection. It often correlates and enhances when it appears in Mishnayos. Sometimes independent. So the last paragraph of Tosefta Brachas, you have a Braisa that says, Asar Shayosin Eser Mitzos, Echim Nevarech L'Kulam. If 10 people are doing 10 mitzvahs, but all doing the same, they walk into shul at the same time, they're all in sync, and they're all ready to pray on Tosefta at the same time. The Tosefta says, instead of each one making his own bracha l'satir petitzis, one Jew can make a bracha l'satir petitzis and they'll all put on their own individual towels. One Jew will make a bracha when they have tefillin and they'll all put on their shalyad. And that's that Tosefta in brachas. So he says, look, if you have two Jews, each one is about to do a shechita, so then, echad mevarech l'kulam. Interesting. So now, and then he says, but I'm still not sure about Elin. So before we even get to Elin, which is the Beis Yosef's focus, just to explain this first movement of Ezra a little bit. And he said, well, you realize that no one else can make the bracha for him, but he could, unless the other person is also shechting. Now that's a somewhat questionable assumption, maybe not. The Arzuru is definitely assuming that I cannot make be motzi you with a birkas hamitzvah unless I'm also fulfilling the mitzvah. So what's that based on? And that's based on the last Aman Aleph in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that Kavkas Aman Aleph. The Gemara there, the Mishnah talks about the motzi others in shofar. Right? And the Mishnah says that I could even, the Mishnah there said, it tells me the principle that I cannot, one of the criteria necessary for Shomea Ka'ona is that the Mashmia is Chayiv. Mishnah Machui Badaver and Yachal Ahotzi, it's a Rabbi De Chavasan. If I'm not Chayiv in a mitzvah, so then I cannot be motzi you. Very good. Exactly. So let's say, so the Mishnah says, for instance, if a woman wants to volunteer shofar, that's a wonderful thing. And now it's a wonderful thing. And with Silviosa, it's been many Yisrael, I think it's the Hagari rites, for the last 1,000+ years, that women volunteer, women seek to fulfill Shavu Olayachova, women seek to fulfill the mitzvah shofar. Strictly speaking, a woman is part of a patur from shofar. It's a mitzvah seishas ma'adrama. But it's a mini gestral that women seek to make sure to hear shofar. Now, how about if a woman's going to blow shofar for me? A woman's going to blow shofar for a man. So Mishnah says that is not valid because Shomea Ka'on, in order for Shomea Ka'ona to work, the Mashmia has to be Mechuyev or Mechuyevas B'davar. And being that a woman, women are pturos from shofar, they can volunteer. We encourage them to volunteer from shofar. But she's not mechuyevus b'davar. Ain mechuyev b'davar can't be motzi someone else. So the Gemara has a discussion. What about if I was already yotzei? Let's say I heard shofar in shul, and then we go to the hospital. Exactly, the classic shaila. So how do I go to the hospital and blow for the patients who haven't yet heard? If I'm blowing for women in the hospital, they're not mechuyevos either. But I've heard, I davened regular davening in shul, shakras mosif, I heard tkiyas al seder abrachas, machas ukron shofars in shul, and then I'm going to go in the afternoon to the hospital, to the nursing home, to blow for the male patients. They're mechuyavim b'davar, and I'm pater. So lechora, I cannot be motzi them. Maybe if I want to blow for others, is it the case that I have to not go, I have to step out of shul for tkiyas? I have to have kavanah. So the Gemara says a two-word sentence. Yatza, motzi. There's a comma there. Yatza is the case, and motzi is the thing. Yatza, if he was yotze, motzi. He could still be motzi others. And Machlok is showing him why. And the Gemara says, well, it works. I can hear shofar and shul and still blow for you. Later, I do not have to somehow avoid being yotze in the morning in order to blow in the afternoon. The Gemara says it does not a problem. Why? The Gemara doesn't explain. So Rashi says that the reason is because I'm not a mechuyim my own mitzvah, mechuyim your mitzvah, which presumably means that calls on the Jew out there who has not been yotze shofar. I have not fully been yotze shofar either. I remain a little bit mechuyev b'davar because I have arevus for your mitzvah shofar. So if you haven't heard shofar, I'm a little bit mechuyev. Even though I heard shofar, which is a frightening thought, I heard shofar. But if you didn't hear shofar, I wasn't fully yotzei my mitzvah shofar. I said kiddush. And then a Jew, a man or a woman shows up later, and they don't know how to make kiddush, I can make kiddush for them. I was ready yotzei kiddush. Yotza, motz.
And a deaf person bloke.
I'm sorry?
Somebody who's deaf, blow
shofar. Good, so hold on. Come back. So now coming here, and now coming here. So Arzuru had said that no one else can motzi him with the bracha of shchita. Why?
He can't hear.
No, we were talking about the Elam. Good, so let someone else say it for him. Let someone else say on behalf of the Elam, someone else say on behalf of the Aram. So what did Ozeruah say? No! Ein acher ha'omer al gabav yachol v'aruch al shchita. Unless he's also shechti. If he's shechti and I'm shechti, then he can make a bracha for me. That's a tosefta. But if he's not shechti, he's just going to swing by to say the bracha for me. The Arzurah holds that is not valid. Why? Most probably because of this issue. He is not mechuyev b'davar, which is interesting because we are all bound by the mitzvah of shechita. The woman is not chayevus and shofar at all. But if I am, so there the Tanam are clear, if she has no chiyuv shofar whatsoever, then she cannot blow, and she can blow, but she cannot be blow to be motzi me. The Arzuruah here is taking it a step further. He's saying, all of us have the mitzvah of men and women, whether we're trained as shochtim or not, we are all bound by the mitzvah. The mitzvah of shechita applies to us. But I'm not right now. I'm not about to do the act of shechita, and therefore, Eli Goldwan says, I'm not right now mechuyev to say the bracha. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Good. And even more, even if the mitzvah of shechita applies to me, Eli Mestam is saying, the mitzvah of shechita applies to me. He were talking about not being motzi with the shechita. Shemei going to be on what? On the bracha. So am I chayiv in the bracha of shechita? Well, not actively, because I'm not planning to shecht. On the other hand, in theory, I could shecht, and if I were to shecht, I would be chayiv to say And more generally, I am bound by the mitzvah rabbanan of saying birkas hamitzvahs. So the Oros HaRuah is taking this idea of einu mechuyev b'davar and pushing the envelope a little bit. That even if in principle I'm covered by the mitzvah, but it's not nogeya to me right now, I also cannot be motziyu. Did we ever do this, by the way? Do we ever make a birkas hamitzvah on behalf of someone else's mitzvah? When?
Megillah,
Shabbos, Kiddush. So Kiddush, let's talk Kiddush, let's talk about Megillah. So Kiddush is not, we definitely make brachas for other people. I was chayav in Kiddush myself, and that's Yatza Motzi. Also, it's not Birkas HaMitzvah. Right? That is definitely saying a bracha for some, on the wine, good. The Gemara actually says, that wine is special because it's not just a Birkas HaNenin, it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Very good. Megillah. So I'm going to make the bracha on Mikra Megillah, or I'm going to make the bracha on Tkiya Shofar. I'm chayav and you're chayav. So I am a chayav also. If I'm the tokeya or the bal tkiya, or as you say in Yiddish, the bal tokeya, and I get up and I say the brachos and then I start blowing, well, the tokeya himself is also chayav in the brachos. So that's not he is a mechuyev b'davar. That's normal shemei ha'onah. But there is a case which we do rarely, but you hope that once in your life you'll do this mitzvah and someone else will be motzi you with the bracha.
First meal
of
Ben,
The poda says the bracha. Meal of the mohel says the bracha. But you're
the shachar if you sleep.
Think of other life cycle events.
Getting
married! Under the chuppah! Under the chuppah you make a bracha on Anderson. And then in the Jewish religion, the rabbi does not marry the husband and wife to each other. The husband directly marries his wife. But the rabbi who's officiating, the Masada Kiddushin, says the bracha. The Masada Kiddushin says the bracha. So that's a Noi Behuda that had a whole discussion about that. According to some Rishon, that's a Birkas HaMitzvah. And if that's a Birkas HaMitzvah, according to the Rambam, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then how does it work that the rabbi is not getting married? Either he is married or he's not yet married. But he's definitely not getting married under this chuppah. The rabbi is marrying, the rabbi is Mitzvah Kiddushin Reuven and Leah. So the rabbi is not chayiv in the bracha and kiddushin right now. The chas and kala are. Chas and kala.
Why do they make it now?
I'm sorry?
Why do they make a bracha?
No, so according to the Rambam, it's a birkas hamitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's a birkas hamitzvah. Yeah. So either that means we don't accept the Or Zeruah, or it means that we don't think it's a birkas hamitzvah. Maybe we think it's a birkas shevach v'hodah. The Rosh seems to say that every Jew who's witness to the spiritual majesty of Jewish marriage, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the capacity to take a part of life that could be merely biological and to infuse it with Kedusha, being present in such a glorious event calls for a bracha. So again, Lamaisa, we do allow, encourage, expect that someone else will say the Birkas Harisa and not the Chasim himself. Either that's because it's not Birkas HaMitzvah, or it's because we don't accept this chiddush of the Or Zeruah, namely that einu mechuyev b'davar means even if I'm bound by the mitzvah in general, but it's not nogeya to me right now. The polo. Again, but that was the Or Zeruah's first chiddush. That of course the elaim normally can't have anyone say a bracha on his behalf. The only time someone can say a birkas hamitzvah on my behalf is like my shofar. He's also being yosei shofar. I'm being yosei shofar. He's being yosei shofar. So he'll say a bracha on emotzi. But Shchita, unless he's also Shechting, Nish. Now, what's practically useful in terms of Shachvatari here with this Chiddush of the Or Zeruah to expand the realm, the scope of Einu Mechuyev B'Davar, to say that I cannot be Motzi with a Bracha al Shchita unless I'm also Shechting, what's useful about that in context is, what problem does it solve? If normally I cannot make a bracha al shchita to go to you, except the rare case where we're both shochtim side by side, that explains what? That explains very easily why Ilei Mo Yishchot. Now I understand Ilei Mo Yisrom, we wouldn't allow the Ilei to take Truma. In other words, Zerua was bothered, as I said before. That was his, the unspoken question is, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So he can't speak. It's Shemei Ka'ona. Shemei Ka'ona. We do it every week for Kiddush. What's the deal? Not every Jew says Kiddush. So what's the big deal? Someone else will be there and he'll make the bracha. So you could have said, oh, they, no one else is there. So Zerua says, I'll tell you better. Even though there are 10 other people there, if they're not also taking Truma, they cannot be motzi me with the bracha and hafarsha Truma. Or, if they're not also shechting, they cannot be motzi me with the bracha al shita. So that's the question of have someone else there to say the bracha. Qualifications to motzi me aren't just that he has the power of speech. It has to be also that he's mechuyiv in this bracha now. That's the Or Zeruah's Kiddush. The mechuyiv b'davar doesn't just mean I'm in the parsha of the mitzvah. Mechuyiv b'davar means I am actually, not just potentially, actually chayiv to do this mitzvah as well right now. That severely limits the group of people, the pool of people who could be motzi me if I cannot say the birkas mitzvah myself. So coming back to Or Zeruah, now it's Geshmak. He says, Yerushalmi says, Elam and Aram cannot take Truma lechatchila. Why? Because of bracha. Ah, you'll tell me, what's the big deal? Let someone else make the bracha for them. You could have asked me, if no one else is there. But better, Or Zeruah says, it doesn't matter how the people are there. The only one who could be motzi with the bracha on a precious Truma is another Jew who's also taking Truma. That's going to be very rare. So Shkoyach, in that case, if someone else also taking Truma at the same time, he'll be motzi. Okay, but 99% of the time, there's no one else there who's also be mafresh truma, who's also chayim the to say the bracha afreshas truma. So then, normally, there's no shemei ka'ona is not a solution. We understand well why the Mishnah and Truma said the ilayim lechatchila should not take truma, and then the Or Zeruah says, okay, same is going to be true for shechita. And then the Ezra goes a step further. He says, you know what? Elaim, maybe even if there is someone else there who could be motzi him, maybe there's no Shamei Ka'ona for an Elaim. What's that? Mihu, eini yodea im hu hadin Elaim im yotze bebirkas acher kesheshnayim shochtu. Ho the ein Elaim atzmo yachol levarech. Then he says, maybe there's a second roadblock. Maybe even if there is another shochet. The Or Zeruah holds no one can be, no shochet can be yotzi with someone else's bracha unless the someone else is also shechting at the same time. That's the Or Zeruah's expansive understanding of Eina Mechuyev B'davar, the Mishnah in the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. But then the Or Zeruah says, if you are incapable of speaking, maybe it never works. Why? Why? Takawai. And, by the way, let's put this into context. The Beis Yosef turned around, as you saw, and said, Akasha on the Rambam. Akasha on the Rosh. Who disagrees with Or Zeruah? It's not really the Rosh. It's not the Rosh's fault. It's Akasha on the Rambam. Because the Kesef Mishnah and the Rosh disagree over how to read the second half of the Rambam. What the status of Cheresh HaMedaber is. The Chathil are only together. But the Rambam is very clear that Nishtatet, which is what the Or Zeruah is talking about now, the Elaim who cannot speak, Harei Zeh Shochet Lechathila. The Rambam was exceptionally clear that Elaim is Shochet Lechathila. And the Or Zeruah is not sure about that at all. So it's not really Or Zeruah against the Rosh. It's really Or Zeruah, the Rosh called the Rambam. It's really the Or Zeruah against the Rambam. That's really what we have going on here. So let's at least deal with some of the problems now. In terms of what's driving the Or Zeruah, the second movement of the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah had said, well, maybe Elam cannot say the bracha on his own back. It cannot use Shomei Ka'ona, even if the other fellow is also chayiv in the bracha. Why? Because since he himself can't make that bracha. So by now, hopefully you're figuring out, well, why would so what? That's exactly why you want Shemek Gona. He can't say it, let someone else say it. Do it all the time. Can you only be Yotzei Kiddush if you know how to say it yourself? The Gemara in Bracha is absolutely clear that's not the case. The Gemara talks about Sofer Ubur. If one of the Sofer means he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows Bracha's Vata. And here's a Bur who's not as learned, who doesn't know the Nusach of the Bracha. The Gemara is very explicit. Sofer Mevarach Ubur Yotzei. That's the price of Masechus Brachas. I don't have. So what's the Orzura saying? Well, since the Elam cannot say the Bracha himself.
What?
It's Birkas Hanan, and therefore.
There might be a difference by this.
Okay, why? And therefore.
So, since you're doing the mitzvah, you have to say your own bracha.
Since I'm doing the mitzvah, I have to say my own bracha.
But you're being Yotzei.
But Lomaisa Shabbat Kohen does work. It just doesn't work when I'm incapable. But that's what the Agazar, you're onto something, but let's read Agazashri. He said. Hol the ein ilam atzmo yachal levarich. The ilam can't. Now, again, there's a difference between can't because I don't know the word and can't because my mouth doesn't work. What do you say, Ali?
You say like in a roi levila
field. Oh, very good.
He's never able to in the first
place. Ooh, so the Arzurah presumably is driven. Very good. Ali says the Arzurah is presumably driven by the yisod that the Amor Rebbe has in several places in Shas. Which appears you had a chance to see in Daf, Hey Gimel and Aram Masechta. On the side that gives you, it appears in 8, 10, 12 different places in Shas. Rooted originally, Reb Zeira's Nusach is called Roy Labila, Ein Bila Ma'akavas Bo. We'll get into this more next time, Ritz Hashem. If you're not able to mix, then mixing is Ma'akav. A little bit of background is there are, when you bring a Karban Mincha, there are certain steps which are ma'akev, and certain steps which are ideal, but not ma'akev together. One of the non-ma'akev steps, you have most carbonous mincha are involve both flour and oil. You're supposed to do bila, or belila. You're supposed to mix them together. So the Mishnah seems to say, as Rabbi Zeira points out, that although, if I have a carbon mincha, and I chose not to mix it, that wasn't right, but I'm still Yotzei. I don't have to bring a new Karbincha. However, if it was designed in a way that you couldn't mix it, the Mishnah talks about you had so much flour, it's such a large amount of flour that it was unmixable. So then, you're not even Yotzei B'dieved. How could that be? But mixing Bila isn't Ma'ake. It's part of the mitzvah Chachila. But if you have a mincha without belila, it's still kasher b'dieved. So Rabbi Zeira says, you see from a Mishnah in Menachos and a Mishnah in Chul, the Gemara applies to Mishnah in Chulin as well, that sometimes you have something which is not ma'akev. If you could have done it, then it's not ma'akev. But if you couldn't have done it, then you're so far, when not just you chose not to do it, but this is a case where it wasn't even doable, that's already ma'akev. Call her roi lebila. You have a mincha which is roi. It could be mixed, and I did mix it. Ain't bila ma'akev as well. Then mixing is not ma'akev. But if it was unmixable, so then already the lack of mixing is ma'akev. We'll have to think about some more next time in Shir, but for now, it seems to be what's driving the Oros HaRuah. So why? He says, if you have a Jew who didn't say the bracha, still don't say mitzvah. Or didn't say it himself, listen to someone else, I'm Yotzei Shemei HaGaona. But if I couldn't have said it myself, then I'm not Yotzei with his. But that's assuming that saying it myself is a chatchila, and Shemei HaGaona is only the Eved. To rely on someone is okay if I could have done it myself. That opens up a whole host of fascinating assumptions, chiefly about what they're talking about Shemei HaGaona, which we'll pick up with Ritzon. That's kind of a black stick around for questions.